There's something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss. Manicure and nails just set the pedicure off. She's my Evelyn. And she move like a boss, do what you want. Do she got me thinking about getting involved? That's the kind of girl I need. She got a real thing. That's why I love her.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Hope everyone is having a pretty good day. How y'all doing today? How y'all feeling? Thanks for joining Most Talk. I don't have to wait till the song go off. Cause I'm gonna play music in the background. Just something a little different today. This just midday brunch talk, you know. Just wanted to come and basically talk freely. So I'll be back on here at 7 with a topic. But right now, and I'm just vibing, I kind of want to talk about self-care a little bit. And I want to talk about women, you know, and how important it is to just be, you know, strong women handling their business and how important it is for self-care. As for myself, you know, today was my first day going back to the gym. And that was like one of the hardest things for me. But I laid in the bed and I kind of, you know, was talking back and forth to myself. And I was telling myself, you know what? I'm going to get my butt up and I'm going to get my butt to this gym and I'm going to handle it and I'm going to do what I need to do. And, you know, you can't keep making excuses for how you need to change your lifestyle and how you need to change your life, you know, because when it all boils down, it all goes on you. It all goes on, you know, the decisions that you decide to make for yourself. So I just want, you know, just wanted to come on here and just talk about, you know, the self-care and this, you know, talk about the, you know, how strong women and how much I just love my women, you know. You know, we just so strong, you know. I sit back and do a little self-reflection about being in school because I'm in school. And, you know, when you think about, like, sometimes how hard things can be and how much sometimes you can struggle trying to get from this place to that place, you know, trying to get this done to that done. You know, sometimes we can be very exhausting, but, you know, us women are really handling it. And I feel as though as women, we need to, you know, we need to come together and, you know, and start applauding each other a little more. You know, we need to, you know, kind of take away some of the self-hate a little more. And we need to start loving each other a little bit more, you know, helping each other, embracing each other, empowering each other, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's about empowerment. It's about just coming together as a unity. Queen Latifah said back then, you know, it's unity. And you don't see that anymore because she busy trying to outdo her. She busy trying to outdo her. You know, when we all can come together and just appreciate and just to say that we're all winning right now. We're all doing what we have to do. And for the ones that's not, well, let's just be examples to them, you know. I mean, some people, you know, this time last year didn't have jobs. Some people this time last year just was in a heartbreak. This time last year, people just been going through so much and, you know, just having God as the center of every man's feet, every man's heart, every man's, you know, your energy, your everything. He has really been allowing doors to open for us. You know, we have a, you know, for the ones that has a job, kudos, you know, we getting up, we working, you know, we got our head on, you know, we head strong. We just doing what we need to do. And I'm just saying, like, you know, as women, you know, we need to, you know, be uplift each other, you know. I mean, seriously, we need to bring it back where you know, you look good, like you look flawless. You know, we need to bring that back, or you need some help. You know, what happens to, you know, women, you know, you see other women might need a little help. If even if it came to like childcare, even if it came to like if you had the money to help them out and something they're trying to get, we need to bring that back. We need to learn how to uplift our women. You know, we need to learn how to be there for our women. And I'm just saying, like, when we can honestly be there for our women, when we can embrace our women, you know, I'm just saying, we can become putting ourselves in a better position, because when you bless somebody, that does something to your brain, that does something to your morale, to your esteem. You feel real good about yourself when you can be a blessing to others. It feels real good when you can sit back and see someone else is happy because of the way that you help them is see, you know, don't even look at the ones that they're seated and they, you know, treated you grimy and they didn't, you know, you had the ones that didn't even. They give you a free spin. Get them a free, let them go ahead and get a free spin. You feel me? Because that you know, one person, you know, ain't stopping the show. You know, one monkey, as they say, one monkey ain't gonna stop the show. So, you know, we have to get out there and do what we gotta do. You know, we have to continue on being us. I mean, it's hard. Some women are single, you know, raising children by themselves, and it's hard, you know, when you gotta get up, you know, go to work, and it's even harder when you have babies and you have to trust other people to care for your children while you go out there and try to be something or go to work to provide for your children. It's getting really harder for us, and they're not making it no less easier for us, because if you look at like the way that the government is doing everything, we're not going to have nothing soon. They don't want us to have nothing. They want us to crawl around on our bellies and beg like pigs. So we have to come back together, you know, women of all nations. We need to rise up and come together and bring power back. Power is when you just, you're able to overcome the barriers or the tribulations that you had once was defeated by. You have to get that power to know that I can do these things. I can move forwards. You know, you're stronger than your situation. I don't care if your situation seems like it's tearing you down. It seems like sometimes you feel like you put so much in it, but yet you don't see any results coming out of it. You just keep pushing, keep chiming. You know, you keep chiming away, and before you know it, you know, you at a finish line, or you can see the finish line. You know, some women wake up and, you know, feel like they can't. People move on and find significant others to love them, and they look at themselves and they wonder, why can't they get someone to love them? Why can't they get somebody to be, you know, be kind to them, to just, you know, appreciate them? And, you know, and honestly, It's not even that you're not pretty enough. It's just not your time. You know, a lot of times as women, you know, as being oppressed women, we oppress women. We've been through so much. We even carry the scars and we call the wounds of our ancestors. So we were born to be strong, yet it seems like to be strong in this cruel world seems sometimes far-fetched. It doesn't seem real to feel like you're strong, but you are strong. You are a strong woman because, you know, any woman that didn't give up, any woman who didn't throw the red flag in, and that means that they put you in a grave or they burnt your ashes, then you're strong. You're strong. You're deemed strong because you keep pushing, you know, and no matter, you know, what it looked like, it's going to turn back around. It's going to come back into your favor because what people don't realize is we live on an earth that is round. You know, the earth is round. And what people don't realize is even as we stand, the gravity of the earth is constantly revolving. So although we feel like we're standing straight and nothing is moving, the earth is constantly turning, which lets us know that, you know, everything comes back around. So that means that you'll get your time to shine. And if the time had went around and you still ain't get your time to shine, your time is coming. But it's all about your seeds. It's all about seeds that we put in because, you know, I just feel like I'm one of the ones that always had it hard. I was one of the ones that I just never got it easy. You know, I was hard-headed. I did things that I probably shouldn't do. So I made things a lot harder for myself than it had to be. So going into life, you know, when life happens amongst all the things that you had to experience, you know, without your control, you know, it made it really harder for me. And when I look at these things, it was almost like I can't believe that I'm truly going through these things. But at the same time, it's a blessing to go back and look at, I can't believe that I am that person that came through these things. See, because, you know, things that goes on in life, it only makes you stronger. You know, that's the only reason why I believe that stressors come in our life. It comes in our life to see your strength. It comes in our life to see how strong you are. You know, when you're going through things, you go through with your children, your family. You know, sometimes you go through the rejection of the family members. Some people are the black sheep of the family, or just sometimes you just can't get it right. But it's okay because all of those things was designed for you. All those things were designed for the next person. That's why as women, we need to come back together and help each other rise above all the stuff, all the hurt, all the pain, all the distraction, all the things that we had to go through, that we had to feel. You know, some people had support, some people didn't. But for people that feel like they had to do it on their own, you don't have to do it on your own. You know, I feel like as women, we need to, you know, we need to petition more women out here to stand up for more women. You know, it's not about any of that. It's not about always just wanting to go to the next woman and just think about how they going to come up. No, it's about how we going to come up. You know, if we start looking at things as an elevation rather than looking at things as, this one person trying to get ahead, then I think we'll be better off, you know. And like I say, you know, I was just sitting here and I was thinking like, okay, let's just do a little free, you know, free talk. Some people at work, some people doing things. And I get that. I'll be back on at 7. But, you know, I just wanted to come on here and just really talk, you know, about our women. You know, women are handling things. You know, you have women out here that's, you know, working. You have women out here working and going to school and raising their kids and being a wife, a fiance, a baby mother, a girlfriend, whatever you are. You know, we out here handling things, you know, and we need to be appreciated for that. You know, we need to take our applause for that, you know, because it takes a lot to just do the things that you have to do and to keep things maintained into flow on a certain level or a certain way that you want it to flow. It actually takes time, you know. It takes a little time to get things. But, you know, as I say, sometimes, you know, we put more pressure on ourselves than other people. So we're the hardest on ourselves. We're more harder on us than anything. And sometimes we're a little bit harsh on our women. And I just want to see, like, my goal is to bring women all over nations together. I want to bring strength, like real strength. I don't want that little that mediocre strength. I don't want the type of, you know, the power to say, I just want to, you know, talk to y'all. I just want to do a show and then go about my business. No, I want the type of strength that I want y'all eating the same way I'm eating. I want, if y'all further than me, I want to eat how y'all eat. And I'm talking about transferring information, you know, helping another person, another woman to get up, you know, reaching down in the pit. When you see your girlfriend, your sister, your aunt, your mother, your whoever, you know, your sister friend, you know, it doesn't matter, in the mud. I'm talking about putting on some rain boots and get down there and put on a snowsuit and get dirty. I'm talking about that kind of reaching out to my sisters. You understand? I'm talking about if they can't reach a hand, throw a chain out there. Just make sure that you help them come out. You know, you help them come out to be better than what they was when they came out. When they came out, help them to be able not even to recognize the pain that was amongst them, that was drowning them, that they were able to see light, and they seen light because they connected with you. You understand? Help them to be able to not to focus more on the pain or the dark or the things they went through. Help them to recognize the strength they has in them, because I believe that we're all strong. Sometimes we just don't know that we are strong. We don't have people to help us recognize the strength that we have in us. And sometimes, believe it or not, you need a strong woman, you know? I mean, it's good. I'm not even going to touch on the men, but I appreciate the men. I'm not man-dragging them, but I want to speak on the power of a woman. We have to come together and we have to know our worth. That's another thing. We have to know our worth. We have to understand who we are. We have to start loving ourselves more, guys. You know, like me, I'm overweight. So I made every excuse not to get in the gym, you know. So I told myself, you know, it is people that say they might desire to go, but then cannot let that keep being my excuse, because I keep saying, well, I can't do it. I feel like I need a partner. Well, that is true. I do feel like I need a partner, but I also need to get this health under control. I also need to get this weight under control. You understand? Because health is wealth. So how can I expect to exceed myself in my career if I don't take care of myself? You know, just taking care of yourself, like exercising, you know, is really good. It's self-care, you know. It's taking care of yourself. It's taking that moment to take care of you. You understand? To just love you a little more than you did yesterday. And today, you know, I started again. And I honestly felt so good. I felt so confident. Like, it brought a different confidence in me when I walked in there, but even more stronger confident when I got on that machine, because then the defeat that I had in my head, the fear that I had in my head was all beginning to dissipate, because I did it, and I did it by myself. And that's enough to make me feel good. I got up this morning as I came from the gym, and the work and my homework, the stuff that seemed like it was complex, I got and I did my homework, and you know, and I handled it. So it's like handling your business. It's like being a woman. Being a woman can be so hard sometimes, but yet it's so beautiful. Like, no one understands the beauty of being a woman. No one understands the beauty when it takes to, you know, the essence of washing your body, the essence of washing your face, the essence of just looking at yourself and knowing that you are beautiful, the essence of just knowing who you are. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you can be in places when you look in the mirror and you don't even know who you're looking at. You don't even recognize that person. You understand? You can't even connect to the energy, and it's your energy. So we have to learn how to, you know, first, before we can get out there and pull our sisters out, we have to first pull ourselves up, okay? Because just because I come outside and I'm dressed in a nice clothes, and just because I might have my hair done, just because I may smile to you when I see you, it doesn't mean that I'm okay with me, okay? It doesn't mean that I'm not fighting depression. It doesn't mean that I'm not fighting anxiety. It doesn't mean that I'm not going through. I'm going through constantly. I am, you know, constantly battling to become a better me. So, you know, when you see me, you know, of course, you know, sometimes in life you learn how to, you know, put on a camouflage. You camouflage, you know, the things that you're going through. But when you begin to really do some self-searching, some self-reflection, and when you begin to just take time back, to just take a step back and look over your life and see how God brings you where you are, that's enough to just make you, it might make you twinkle a little bit. It might make you smirk a little bit, because you might be realizing that I was slipping. I was not realizing this beautiful person that existed, you know? And once you take that time out and realize, begin to walk different, then you begin to talk different, then you begin to move different, okay? So the lens that you had on your eyes become to change, and then once you get it, guess what happened when you get it? It overflow. So what happens to you if you put water in a cup and you fill this water up and you fill this, you keep filling this water up, and what happens eventually if you don't stop where it's supposed to stop at? It's going to overflow, right? And that's what happened with the beauty inside of us. That's what happens with the self-esteem. You know, once you get it, it overflows. So when you overflow, you gotta just tell everybody. You wanna tell everybody. You gotta tell somebody. So what you do, you start telling people about this newfound you, this person that you found. You tell people how, oh my God, I was neglecting myself. I really love myself. I thought that I couldn't do this. I thought I couldn't get into school. I thought I couldn't, you know, I thought I wasn't pretty enough to attract somebody to take me out. I didn't think I was good enough to be a mother. I didn't think I was good enough to be a friend. You know, sometimes people think they're not good enough to do anything. But when you find out that you are good enough and you are capable of doing these things, I'm telling you, you start want to tell everybody, and then you want to help people. You see somebody else going through the stuff that you're going through, the first thing you say, you know, oh my God, I see what you're going through. Let me try to help you. You know, you're like, oh my God, you know, you become more patient. You listen a little more. You know, you're willing to help a little more, you know, because you now understand what it takes to get to the place to where you are now. So when you get to that place, don't just get to that place and want to reach to the top. Some people want to get to that place and only think about themselves and only think about climbing the ladder to reach the top for themselves. It's all about, oh, I did this for me. Oh, I did that for me. Oh, when I want to do something, I did this. No, you didn't do it. You didn't do it by yourself. You had somebody to help you in the areas where you are weak. So we have to recognize that we all need somebody. We all need to recognize that we need to come together and bring unity back to the women. We need to recognize, like, because when a woman really feels like, and I mean, it's the way that society has it nowadays, it's hard to, like, bring new friendship in your circle or whatever, because people are so conniving and so sneaky because they feel like that's what they have to be. That's what they've been exposed to. That's their environment. That's what they grew up with, seeing other people manipulating people to get ahead. But when you just understand and be retaught that you don't have to try to outdo somebody else to get where you need to be at. We can simply come together as women and help embrace each other as women and get up here and be a strong wife, be a strong mother, be a strong sister, be a strong friend, and be a strong person for self. You understand? And when you can do that, then to me, you have mastered what it takes to become a strong woman. You understand? If everything becomes mind over matter, everything, like, you decide what, you know, you can't, you decide how you want to fight your battles, but you can't decide what battles you fight, because things happens in life that is under our control. It's, it, we have no control over it. You know, regardless, we have no control. But only thing we have control over, and I'm about to say that, is the way that you deal with it. When that next heartbreak coming, you don't have to sit there and wobble and feel like you're losing your mind. You're going to pull your hair out. You just can't handle it. No, you don't. All you need to do is get you a good girlfriend, someone that you can talk to, a good sister, someone that you can drown her shoulders with the emotions, drown her shoulders with the hurdles of life, drown her shoulders with the pain that you feel, drown her shoulders with the uncertainty that you have. That's what we have our sisters for. That's what sisters are supposed to do. We're supposed to be there to help elevate each other, not sit around and talk about you because you are doing this or you not doing this. No, we're supposed to come together as women, as grown women, and we need to elevate each other. We need to help each other, because guess what? Our women are out here really falling short. And it tears my heart up. I don't know about other people, but yes, Josie, we have to uplift each other. My heart goes out to my women. This is the reason why I do this, because I love my women. Like, I'm getting a little emotional because I have passion for my women, women across this world, because we are strong, the most strongest overlooked women out here in this world. Yet women have to do so much. So instead of coming against each other, instead of trying to compete on who gonna have a better man, who man does this better, who kids does this better than the other kids, who, you know, you see somebody else may not, kids may not be as successful as yours, it's okay. You know, uplift them. You know, how can I help you? You know, would you like me to take your kids out and talk to them? Don't give up on people. Because nobody gave up on you. Somebody was there for you. So we have to learn how to bring it back, guys. We have to bring that love back, because that love is, that agape love is just gone. It's just vanishing. You know, it's just like going down the stream to no ends. You know, we need to bring it back, guys. We just have to help people to be able to lighten their loads up. Like I said, some people don't know how to. You have some young ladies that you went to school with and they was doing well. They got with the wrong crowd. They might be out there getting high. I mean, how often do you see someone that you went to school with and they was out there getting high and they look dirty, you know, hair not done or stuff like that? How many of y'all will go over there and still give them a hug? You know, how many of y'all would still love them? You know, hello, thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hi.
I am new here.
Okay, welcome. Is there anything you want to say about the topic?
No, I'm only listening to you.
Okay, you can just listen. Thanks for calling in.
You carry on. I'm listening.
Okay. So we have to, thanks for calling in. We have to just learn how to just, like I was saying, we have to learn how to love each other, guys. We have to, you're crazy. We have to learn how to, you know, help each other. Like, How many of the ladies that you see going through that you would sit there and say, okay, I see you can't afford it. You're not working. You're not doing nothing. You know, can I help you with, you know, getting your, you know, fixing your hair up so you can feel prettier? You understand? Like, because, see, the problem is you wonder why these women stay in these broken relationships. You know why? Because they don't know who they are. You know, they don't, honestly, they say they know, but they don't. They don't know that they deserve better. They don't know that they are better. They don't know. They don't understand who they really are. They don't understand their value. But instead of us as being women coming together and saying, you know what, you know, I see what you're going through. You know, I've been there, or I seen someone go through that. You know, I'm so sorry you're going through that. How can I help you? How can I help you get strengthened in this area? No, we talk about them. Oh, they so stupid. Look at them. They not doing this and they not doing that. I just would love to see women just coming back together as women, where, you know, nobody throwing no shade, everybody, you know, just showing love. You understand? Like, we have to come together and we have to show love. Like, I would say one thing, like one day when my cousin was telling me, she had told me a story, and I thought that was so touching. She was like, she had I think she said it was a jacket or something like that, and the lady liked it, and she thought it was so beautiful, and she just took it off her back and just gave it to her, and was like, here, you like it? You can have it. And see, those are the type of gestures that we need to be doing with our women. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. She may never forget, like, if they was to ever, like, depart and never see each other, she may never, ever, ever, ever in her life forget the words that she said out her mouth. But I'm going to tell you what, she will never forget how she felt when she gave her that jacket. See, it ain't about what you say out your mouth. It's about how you make people feel. You understand? It's that feeling behind the words. It's that feeling behind the giving. And we need to bring that back, guys. We need to understand that we are one. You know, when did it become 1, 2, 3. No, we're not 1, 2, 3. We are one. We are strong, independent women. And I want to just talk on the strong, yes. We have to live off each other. We really does. And, you know, people don't do that anymore, you know. I mean, people be so selfish, you know. I mean, you can be with your friend and she's not able to do for her children, and you go to the store and buy something for your kids, but you don't buy nothing for the other kids. That's some real selfish stuff. We need to really stop being so petty, like. And we need to bring back the love. We need to elevate each other. Because guess what? You understand? Like, it's nothing but strength when you see another woman going out there handling her business. It's nothing sexier than a woman that knows what she wants to do. Been through the hurt. Put the hurt together and put it together and made an ingredients out of it, and now push it forward to become a better person. But not only just becoming a better person for herself, also trying to beg to just drag people. You understand? Drag and pull people that don't know that they can be free. I'm gonna tell you a quote that Harriet Tubman said, and I thought this was a powerful quote. Quote, you know, when she was freeing the slaves, she said, I freed thousands of slaves. Would have freed thousands of more if they had known that they would not. I would have freed thousands of more if they had known they were free. See, that was the thing. People be so slave-minded, mentality be slave-minded, that they don't know how to come out of their situation. They don't know that they can go out and get a better job. They don't know that they can go to school and get a career. They don't know that they can go to school and get a certification. They don't know that, or believe in themselves, that they can go out there and go get their I'm learning to permit and get a license and get a car. They don't know just because they dropped out of school, they can't go back to school and get a GED or high school diploma. Nobody stopped you but you. You're strong. You were made to be strong. You were built to be strong. Anything that a woman, once she gets. All it takes is determination. All it takes is a great support system. A great support system can push you further in life than you can ever be at. And I'm not talking about those fake want to come along friends just to want to feel like, you know, oh, I'm for the hype for the moment. No, I'm talking about the ones that's willing to be there for you when you going through. I'm talking about the ones that's with you when you feel like you about to break down and let it all go. I'm talking about the ones that you feel like that, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna get there. I'm talking about the real me, okay? I'm talking about where those ones at, you understand? I told my son, I gave my son an analogy this morning. I'm gonna give it to y'all. I told him, I said, let me tell you something, son. I said, people that come in your life, as we all heard the saying, a reason, season, or lifetime. People come in your life. Okay, so I said, let me break down how it is. I said, think about it like a tree. You think about a rooted tree underneath the ground. Now, when you think about a tree roots go so far under the ground that we don't even know how deep it is. Okay, so that's a lifetime. So then you have the leaves, that you got the branches on the trees. That's a season. Wait a minute, that's a reason. That's a reason. The branches are a reason and the leaves are a season. You got some people that's in your life, they are simply just leaves. When the season change, the leaves drops off. So they disappear. Okay, they was only there for whatever they was there for. 9 out of 10, they wasn't there to really elevate you. They was just there for that moment. Then you got people that, so those the seasoned people, the people that ain't gonna stay long. Maybe sometimes seasoned people come to drop off a great message that you need to take in your life to become a better person. Or sometimes seasoned people can be distraction. You got to distinguish the different, be able to differentiate the different by the energy they bring. That's how you tell, by the energy that they bring. And then the people that are in your life for a reason, they are the branches of the tree. Usually, if you go to a branch, branches don't easily break off the tree. However, when the tree begin, the older in the tree, you know, the as the tree get older, as the tree, you know, the branches can handle a lot. It can handle snowfall, you know, snowstorms. It can handle a lot of stuff before branches actually begin to break. And some branches don't all the way break off a tree, and some does. But branches are meant to eventually come off the tree. But sometimes, as you see, our branches don't just drop off a tree. Why? Because those are the people that God put in your life for a reason. Those are the people that usually has the mystery. Those are the people that the things that you're wondering about your life, the things that you're trying to put together in your life, the things that don't make sense to you in your life, just that common medium. Those are those people. Those are the people that gives you meaning to why you are here. They help you figure it out. You know, as you talk to them, y'all figure it out till you get medium, till you get in a settledness for your life. So that eventually the branch breaks off and they disappear. You know, they're gonna separate with, you know, that relationship will separate. But then you have that tree, the bark of the tree, and that's a lifetime. Those are the people that are gonna be there for you when you up. Those are the people that's gonna be there for you when you're down. Those are the people that's going to be there for you when you feel like you're losing your mind. Those are the people that's never going to judge you. It's a judgmental zone. Those people love you unconditionally. Those people would love you if you had nothing and you were stripped butterball naked and you had to be humiliated in front of the people. Those people gonna love you. Okay, they gonna love your little stinky butt, your little attitude talking, and you know, your little bipolar attitude, you know, you're going up and down, you know. Those people gonna love you. They're never going nowhere. Or even if they die, their spirit is still with you. Those people will never go nowhere. So those are the type of people that usually stay in your life. And those are the kind of people that God put in our life. But guess what? Now God allowed those people to come in our life, but guess who takes them out? We do. You understand? You know why we take them out of our life? Because we don't understand the value of valuing people that God put in our life to help us get from one level to the next level to the next level. Well, we have to understand as women that once you cross one level of stuff that you have to go through, new levels, new devils. It's always levels, but we have to always understand that we're going to get strengthened. It's all about strengthening the mind. So when you're going through your storms, it's also the mind. It's all to strengthen the muscle in your mind to be able to go through anything and to be able to handle it and to be able to know that you're going to come out on top. And then once you get through your tribulations, or if you're going through tribulations, once you go through, you go back and help somebody else out. You go pull one of your sisters up. You understand? Because like me being 42 years old, and once I come out of school, for somebody else that might be struggling, whether or not another woman who might be struggling about whether or not she can do it, I'm going to be there to tell them I've been in school forever, girl. And let me tell you, if I can do it, you can do it. So it's about now I'm going to help boost her esteem up enough to be able to register for them classes. And when she needs me, I'm going to be there to help her. You know, so understand that some people, you help them, is a difference in helping and being used. You understand? So you be able to differentiate that by, again, the energy that's being put in, input in. Because if I'm giving you all of me to help you and I don't see you doing that for somebody else, then you simply are trying to use me. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you enough bait to be able to get out there and get your own fish. But now this is what you do with the fish when you get it. Are you going to get the fish and just catch your own fishes and not take the fishes out and go help somebody else learn how to fish? Or you just going to catch the fish and be greedy and keep fishing and fishing and fishing and keeping it to yourself? See, it's all about helping each other. It's never really about really receiving, see, because the receiving part comes when you get elevated. The receiving part is how you move. The receiving part is when other people, when you look and you trying to rise up for a cause and you trying to show people the how to bring the woman back to do that. It means something when you do these things and other people don't want to support, but you let them go here and not support. Because you still do the work. You still help other women. You still be that voice. You always be that person to help people. Me, I say I want to help women reconnect with their inner voice, because I believe that the inner voice is always there. It's there. It's there. It tells you what you know, that inner voice tell you what you want to be. That inner voice tell you the things you want to accomplish. That inner voice tell you if you want to get your own business. That inner voice tell you if you want to go to school. That inner voice tell you if you should leave that person alone. That inner voice tell you if you should mess with that person. That inner voice tell you when you should forgive somebody. That inner voice tell you when you need to separate from somebody. That inner voice, that intuition that we all have, that we all use the least, we need to use it. It tell us. It's the Holy Spirit. It tell us. Like when you ready to go out or you about to hang out with this girl and you hear, simply hear your intuition, which is the Holy Spirit telling you not to be with that person because they not right. But you go on and be with that person anyway. Well, then guess what happens? You find out this person is disloyal. You find out this person is a backstabber. You find out this person ain't right and only for themselves. Well, your intuition told you that. You feel me? So what I'm saying is, even when you're dealing with those kind of people, you still have to have a big enough heart and enough art to be able to turn it around. You know, just be able to turn it around and do what you need to do and get out of there. For some people's lives that you're going to meet, maybe you should just be a leaf. I realize that in some people's lives, I'm just a leaf. I'm just a season. So when my time to come, I'm leaving. I'm not even trying to stay because some people are unbearable and it's hard to deal with. But I'm going to still get in there. You know, I'm going to go and put me some boots on. I'm going to try to get in there some kind of way without getting stuck on the track and do what I need to do. And I'm getting out. You understand? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about how you make people feel. And they're going to remember how I made them feel. They're gonna remember, even if it was a nice nice word, if it was a hug, if it was just embracing, if it was just being a listener. You know, I need to work on that, being a listener. I talk too much. I love talking. Like, people just don't understand. Like, that's really my true gift. I love talking. I need to learn how to listen more, though. But I can't listen, though. I listen to people. But it's just when people start talking, and once they start talking, I'll be like, oh, I know the solution. It's almost like when you start talking, I already then cut the whole conversation up, and I already got a solution for you. And usually I be right, you know, because, you know, I pray daily. I cut up on here, but I also pray and I read my Bible. So, you know, I have a connection, just like we all probably does, with God. And he revealed things to me, and he showed me things, and he talks to me, and I just be able to deliver it so a person can get it, you know. But I came on here because I said, well, I'm not doing a little midday, you know, because I wanted to just talk about self-care and being a strong woman, you know. So if you know that you need to get out there and go out there and work out or eat better, you know, don't be like me. I kept on. You know, I love chicken wings. Last night was my last night for my fried chicken wings because it's mind over matter. You know, if I keep on saying I'm going to do it, I ain't going to never do it. You know, it's going to be another day. It's going to be another day. It's going to be a month. It's going to be 3 months. It'll be a year. So I'm taking one day at a time, like they tell addicts. You know, I'm taking one step at a time. You understand? I understand that I love to eat food. So I have to, and I'm also a stress eater. So I have to begin to turn those things, them stresses around to work for me and be more beneficial to me. So it's all about me. It's all about what I want to do. It's all about how I want to change my life. And if I want to do it, then I simply can do it by just making changes, small changes, make tangible changes, you know, little things that is attainable. And, you know, and I say, you know, I'm going to go because I never know if God is want to use me in the gym. I'm always talking to somebody. Somebody else might need to, another woman might need to hear how to be elevated. Another woman might need to know, you know, might be going through some things, don't know how to figure things out, might be hurt, need somebody to talk to, you know. So I have to always have myself open and available. But not only am I helping someone else, I'm also helping myself. So, you know, like I said, you always got to help yourself. You know, you got to build yourself up before you can build anybody else up. And you got to build your esteem up. You got to know that you are somebody. You have to understand that. And no one is stopping you from doing anything that you have to do but you. I think about, I'm talking, I'm rambling, y'all. It's open. Anybody can talk about anything if y'all want, and I'll talk about it. But I think about when I was younger, and I was having all those kids, and I have 7 kids, and I was just having them kids back to back, back to back. And it wasn't even a thing yet. I raised him. Well, I had no other choice because I wasn't going to walk away from my responsibility. But at the same time, I wish that I had someone that was really strong and dominant in spirit as a strong person to tell me, like, no, you know, you're going to go to school. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. I don't give a what you think you want to do. This is what you're going to do. You feel me? Because, you know, it's more to just having a bunch of babies. And I had to, like, turn my mind from that, too. Like, it's so much out here in this world. I never really travel. I ain't go no really nowhere. I want to travel. You know, I want to travel this world that God created. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful world out here. It's some beautiful things out here that I want to be able to see. It's some places I want to be able to go. You know, it's some other women that I want to be able to talk to. You understand? Like, it's about I'm exploring. It's about, you know, when you explore, then you open yourself up to learn new things. You open yourself up to learn new cultures. You understand? And it enriches you, you know, as a person, you know, because now, you know, you're now educating yourself, you know, more than just your environment. So that's, it's always beautiful to be able to explore those things. And, you know, as a woman, because I know I'm going to start doing that this year, you know, if you can start, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, for me, I want to become a speaker. So I'm going to start going to some speaking seminars, you know, and if I know any women that want to do those things, I'm extending the invitation, because, you know, again, we all got to learn how to help each other. We got to all learn how to just, you know, not want to just think we better than the next person, not want to try to outdo a person, but let's just help each other and help each other in a loving manner, help each other in a way that is rememberable, and achievable, you know. Understand that we can do these things, you know. Don't always, you know, when, you know, I understand people do got charge prices when you start your business, but, you know, also, you know, have open where you can help a couple people as well. You understand? Because that's how you get your blessings. You sow a seed, you reap a harvest, you know. So, you know, for your dreams and the things that you want in life, you know, believe it, write it down. You understand? Speak it for the things that you already have. You know, appreciate what you have. You know, I complain about my job day in and day out. I quit every day, okay? I've been there in April. I made 12 years. 12 years was the first time I ever stayed on any job that long. So, you know, instead of, like, just complaining about it, I want to first just say I appreciate it. And I had to go back and tell God I was humble. And I appreciate having a job, you know. And I said, Lord, you said if you're faithful over a few things, I make you rule over many. So I stopped complaining and just started saying, okay, the things they didn't want me to do on a job, the things they wanted me to do on a job that I didn't want to do because I felt like it wasn't my part of my task, I did it because I started doing it because I feel like when I show God that I can appreciate the things, the little things he give me, then he can see that I'm worthy enough to be able to receive the bigger things. So, you know, you just always believe that when you take care of the little things you have, you show him that you can appreciate and handle the big things. Because some people get blessed with bigger things and don't know how to handle it. And so they distribute it and they just blow it and they just do it all wrong. You know, they help the wrong people. You know, you got to know the people to help and who not to help. You got to know who to put your hands on and who not to put your hands on. You understand? Like every, you know, that's just like, you know, playing lottery or putting soul, you know, not saying lottery. I don't want to say lottery. I use that another time. But let's just say like planting plants in the ground. You know, when you think about your, you know, when you're trying to fertilize your plants, it's all in, you know, which the soul that you put in it. You can put on both sides. You got a pathway. So you put seeds on this side. You put corn seeds on one side, the left and the right side. And you put in the same ingredients to, you know, plant your soul. But then you realize that, you know, you didn't put one thing, just one thing out of one soul out of the other one. And you see one sprout just a little bit, and then it dies. It's the same thing. So, you know, it's all in what you put in, guys. You know, so you know, it just, we just got to be mindful the things, the seeds that we're sowing, you know. Also, like, put them seeds out there, guys. You know, if you go into a store and if you can't afford it, you know, I don't care if it's a dollar burger. You see somebody homeless outside of the store, come up there and give them a burger. You know, if it's a woman, you know, just let her know, you know, you're beautiful, you know, and I'm praying for you. I hope that, you know, you'd be better this time next year. You know, speak life into people's life. You know, speak life. People don't speak life. You know, people just want to just be elevated for themselves. No, speak life into other people. You know, you're not going to be the way that you was today. This time next year, you're going to be better than when you are this year. I believe it. You're going to get into that program because I see you as this person. So I speak in life. You know, Monica, you know, I can see you, girl, as a social worker. I see you out there doing therapy. Thank you, girl. I see the same thing for you. You know, so I speak in life. Girl, I see you out there driving that 2020, blah, blah, blah. Girl, it's going to look real nice on you. Girl, it's going to look real nice. You feel me? I see you out there doing your thing, girl. I see you at them, you know, concession tables selling your stuff. Girl, I see the business coming. You know, speak life. It's life and death in the power of the tongue. So speak life. Choose to speak life in our ladies. And, you know, that's basically what I had to say, guys. I'm going to come on here before I go outside tonight. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, but, you know, I just wanted to get on here today and do like a little mid-talk and just talk about our ladies and how we just need to elevate our women and how we need to, you know, just continue on, keep on, just keep pushing, guys. Keep pushing no matter what. And as you push to become a better you, you are already better. To me, you are already better. And if the women that I don't know, you're already better. Okay, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. And I just, you know, and like today I did something a little different. I wanted to play the music in the background. I purposely selected my music because it was music that I wanted to use that was going to be for the elevation and the empowering our women. You know, we don't have to sit down and wobble on that pain no more. We don't have to sit down and not think we can't be all we can be. We strong. We walk with a vengeance, okay? Walk with a vengeance, okay? You walk like everything that you want to get is yours, okay? And you go get yours, okay? And you don't let nobody stop you from getting yours. It's yours. It's yours for a reason. It's your blessings for a reason. That's your name on there, okay? I don't care about anything else. It's yours. So guess what? Start walking like it's yours. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to start setting up, getting me a desk set up already like my office because I believe in me. And then I believe in the things that I can do for other people. So it's all about belief system. You know, have your belief system. Have your belief. Believe in you. Believe that you're going to be better no matter what. Your mind is not the same. You got up this morning. You're breathing this morning. You got your right state of mind this morning. You're thinking right this morning. You're speaking right this morning. You know, you're listening right this morning. Your limbs are working this morning. Okay, it's nothing that's stopping you from being great, baby. We all gonna be great, you know. We just need to learn how to be great together. I love my ladies, guys. And I thank y'all for taking time out to come on here for 12 o'clock. You know, I figure I was off work today. For all the ones that were sneaking on the phone while at work, thank y'all. You know, because I sneak on the phone at work too, you know. But I was off today, and I just was like, I just want to let the ladies know that I love my women, you know. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all ever need to talk to me, I am open to talk. If you don't know me personally, you can shoot me a number. I will text you. I'm just open to talk to guys, to people, because I understand how hard it is in life. And I understand that life has curveballs that comes in our life to try to be simply distractions and hurdles. But to us, it feel like it's like the end of the world. It feel like things are not going to get better. It seems like things is spiraling down for the worst. But you got to understand that your test was brings your testimony. So you can't get elevated to the next level if you've never been through nothing. You can't tell somebody else how they can get through something if you've never been through nothing. You can, it's a part of your identity. It's a part of your character. You have to grow. The same way a puppy don't stay a puppy has to grow to become a dog. A puppy go through things that they go through things as being a puppy, as becoming a dog. So the same way with us, a baby don't stay a baby. He said, when I was a baby, I thought as a baby. When I became an adult, I put away childish things. So it's time for us to put away childish things, and it's time for us to stand up as women, to stand up as independent women, to stand as strong women, to stand up as grown women, and to stand up and be the woman that don't mind leading other women without any judgment. No judgment, all love. We have to give love, guys. That's all we need to do is love, 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 love. And I want to play one more song before I leave. You know, because I want to play this song, and I'm going to cut it up a little bit, because even if you feel like you ain't pretty enough, most talk say you pretty. Most say you pretty. You're pretty. Get up. Stand up. Rise up. And do what you need to do. Okay? And I just want y'all to listen to the words of this. Because some people are told that they're not beautiful. Some people tell people that they can't make it. Some people tell people they can't do it. Some people act in disbelief because people do it. But I say we all can do it. I don't care if you don't know how to read. You can take one letter at a time to create a word. One letter A can turn to the word X. 18. We can all do it, baby. Ain't a such thing that we can't do. All it takes is belief. All it takes is strength. All it takes is determination. All it takes is just that support system. Even if it's one person that believes in you, you can do it. You can do it. You don't know how to count. You take 0, 1, 2, and next thing you know, you're adding numbers. It's all good. We're going to get there. You understand? You got some visions in your heart, but you don't know how to birth them. All you do is write them down. Talk them out. Believe in yourself. Take a step. Take a step. And I guarantee you, when you take that one step, God gonna have somebody, the right person out there that's gonna help you take two more steps. Just believe in yourself, guys. Just love on yourself a little more. Stop being so hard on yourself. I love you guys. I'll be back here at 7. I'm gonna let this song play out. I want y'all to know I really love you guys. Thank y'all for joining. I'm sorry I didn't mention a minute day because it was all about my women. It was all about my strong women. And that's all I want to talk about today. I want y'all to know that y'all was meant to be strong. And for the ones that's running away because your heart hurting, or you running this way to do this because that's not working out, nope, go right back to the beginning and do it. A wise man stopped through and gave me a clue that the only way out is the only way through. You only got to come through, baby. You got to come through. You can't run from it. You got to come through. Get cute with it. Double dutch your way on through. You know? High scoped on through. You know? Just get through. Put some lipstick on. Look in the mirror and let yourself know you're beautiful. And you're going to be better than what you was yesterday. You better than what you was an hour ago. You're beautiful. Just know who you are. You're beautiful. And it starts inside, baby. So when you smile and inside, let your soul smile. And when your soul smile from the inside, your outside will smile. Then I'll see it from the outside because you felt it in the inside. See y'all.